need a bigger boat.
Good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and this is Boat Smart. We do this every Friday right around 10-ish, and we've got our experts in the house just for you, especially as we kick off the summer weekend this weekend for Memorial Day weekend. Our experts in the house from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, we have Bill Kidwell, who is their services manager, and Aaron Thomas is here. He was with us here last week, and he did so well, we brought him back. Mm-hmm. He is their parts and warranty manager. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning, Meg. How are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. It's great to see you. And I got such positive feedback about y'all talking about parts and warranty, all the different things that you got into last week. I think we should continue the conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we definitely did touch on that, but there's a lot more to it than just that. But first of all, I wanted to go ahead and, yeah, like Meg said, this is Boat Smart, and it is sponsored by us at Key Marine Center. Over Northwest Florida. That's the full title. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida at 5621 Bower Road over there. You can give us a call at 850-492-0487. Yeah, if you would, just be checking our website and the social media platforms with Facebook, Instagram, and I believe they're doing another one now.
TikTok.
Yeah, we're getting involved in that.
Now
as well.
You're serious.
Yeah. And yeah, you can keep up with us on those different platforms there on all of our little projects we've got going on and current stock and all of that. We've been selling a bunch of motors recently. We still have some of those Mercuries in stock that we've got really deep discounts on because the new ones are coming. And these are new. They're still in the box, but we've got a few that we've got really good pricing on. And we can definitely repair or, you know, just do anything it is to a boat pretty much over there at Key Marine Center. And, yeah, today we brought back Aaron with us, and we wanted to touch on a few other things that we've done that we talked about last week. And I've been telling everybody that him with the Dustin and Kylie over there running the front counter with admin parts and warranty and all, they've got it. You know, they seem to have it going on because that is a huge part. If we don't have parts, we can't fix your boat. And, you know, really, I was wondering, are you running into any supply chain shortages when, like we were running into before? Are those starting to subside at all, Aaron?
Not surprisingly, no. I thought it would have been worse with the tariffs going on and all that, but it hasn't really been that bad. I know with some, like with Mercury, some parts have been on back order. Occasionally, you're going to get that part on back order. But it hasn't been really bad recently.
It seems like it has let up quite a bit going on. And, yeah, with this thing we've got going on in Iran right now and all, it's probably affecting it somewhat. But, you know, you've heard us talk in the past about how Aaron and the other guys up there are really focused on getting you your part. So whenever he reads, just fill us in on what happens whenever you first look a part up and you see that it's maybe on back order from the distributor.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is if it's on back order from the major distributor, I'm going to go to any subsidiary or any intermediary companies that might carry that part.
Those are big words. Goodness. I think I know what he said.
I need more coffee.
Like, for instance, if it's a Mercury part, I can consult a Land and Sea who also carries Mercury parts as well. Sometimes we can get them from them faster, depending on what warehouse it's coming out of. But if Land and Sea doesn't carry it, then I'm going to resort to other sources. Like I have a couple of friends that work at other marine places. They're more than willing to help me out to try and find that part as well. And I'll do the same for them too. If the shoe's on the other foot, they're looking for a part, I'll help them do whatever I can. And fortunately, we've been lucky enough to where we get They look in their dealer network, and we're able to find those parts and get them in. Sometimes they're within state. Sometimes they're halfway around the country. So, but able to make that connection and get those parts in and get that customer satisfied.
Yeah, I think that's, I've noticed that about you. You do seem to have like a brotherhood, for lack of better term, with Jay over there and a few other people that have been doing this a very long time. And they just don't accept no for an answer, because they realize that, you know, the, when it boils down to it, the customer and their family's good time is waiting on him to get the parts to our technicians to make the repairs. And then, hey, let's talk about this as well. You know, I mean, people have heard me and Stefan talk in the past about using OEM parts versus aftermarket parts.
By the way, before you answer that question, where is Stefan this morning? Because he's one of our regular hosts here.
Oh,
that's right.
We want to mention our good guy, Stefan.
I know.
Where is he?
Well, actually, Stefan is at the second annual National Maritime Day luncheon today.
Oh,
and
cool.
That's a big thing going on by, I'm trying to read right here. There's a club in town. I don't have my glasses, but anyway, so there, he's got, one of his students is receiving an award. It's a big deal over there today. So yeah, I don't blame him whatsoever. He, you know, of course he'd be here if he could, but yeah, I'm glad y'all reminded me of that. I got off to the races there, but yeah, we always miss Stefan when he's not here, and he's over there at the second annual National Maritime Day luncheon, because I believe
it's a Pensacola Yacht Club.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Pensacola Propeller Club is the club that puts that on.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, he had to be over there to do that.
Okay. Well, we miss you if you're listening this morning, Stefan. And if you don't know who he is, you can always find out about what he does. He's a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. And that's the connection, because so many of his students have come to work for y'all.
Yeah. He's definitely an integral part of supplying the technicians, not only to us, but all the other dealerships around in town, placing number one in the nation with Yamaha at job placement. So that means, I think he's 100%. Mm-hmm. So that means that every student that comes through his class, if they make it through and get their paper, he's going to find them a job.
And he's rated number one in the country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he does a really good part over there.
Okay, so back to your question now, just to make sure everybody knew where Stefan was this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stefan.
That's okay.
I kind of let that one slip. But that's what Meg's here for, to remind us of stuff we forget. And so, hey, Aaron, do you actually like your job?
I do. I enjoy the camaraderie, and getting to work with you every day is a bonus as well.
Aww,
too. So
that's nice.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
But yeah, I'm that kind of guy that's always pushing everyone around me to, you know, point out things, and I appreciate it when they point it out to me too, on how I could be a little bit better and on a little bit different level than people are used to, because that's our main goal at Key Marine. Is we already know how to work on boats and all that, so we're taking it to that next level and improving that experience by a lot. You know, not only, you know, the customer experience, but, you know, every little thing that goes into getting your boat fixed over there. And I think that he really enjoys that, you know, because once you get to a certain point, I'm talking about Aaron here, when you look over your right shoulder and your left shoulder and you know, comparing your performance to other performances around, it's just human nature. People are going to want to, you know, for the most part, going to want to try to be the best they can be. And I think he hung his hat here, and he found things, and, you know, we've got it all meshing, and everything's great. So glad to hear you love your job over there.
That's great. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When it's Friday, it's Boat Smart. If you've got a question, these guys are the experts on boating, marine services, parts, warranties. Please text in your question or comment at 850-437-1620. And you were in the middle of a question when I interrupted you and asked you about Stefan, but you were asking the question about the advantages of using OEM parts versus aftermarket parts. Mm-hmm. But the OEM, I need to know what that stands for too.
It stands
for, explain it to someone like me.
Yeah, and it's not only in the boating industry, it's you know, every industry that's there. The original equipment manufacturer chooses.
Oh, okay.
That's what that stands for.
Okay.
OEM.
Original.
Yeah, and so the original parts that went on that device when it was invented and produced is tends to be the best there can be. Now, in rare cases, there are some aftermarket, you know, out there dealing particularly with automotive and all that may be a better option.
Right.
But at least we know it's as best as can be designed, and we have full factory backing on that part for a year warranty, not only the part, but the labor to change it and all that. So we really, you know, demand the best. And so are you finding it harder and harder to keep that up or?
Not really, no. And I'm always going to go with OEM because those parts are guaranteed to work on that particular product. Aftermarket, you never know what you're getting. It might work for a little while and or it might not work. And good luck getting it warrantied when it fails. Because especially if you're buying them on Amazon or some online company, some fly-by-nighter company, they may not even be in business when that part fails.
Oh, gosh.
A dealer, a company like Yamaha, Mercury, or Suzuki, they've been around for practically for a long time, and you're going to get that backing from that company. So, and yes, and if that part fails and it's a part that we installed, there's going to there's going to be warranty coverage for that, you know, as long as it fails within that period.
Okay. We've got some questions coming in this morning from our listeners. Awesome. So the first one from one of our listeners is asking, for smaller outboards under 100, how often should we bring them to Key Marine for preventative maintenance, and what does the labor cost for an inspection?
Okay, so the that would be, there's always a misconception, and we've tried to clear that up in the past, of what is the interval? Well, in your owner's manual, every owner's manual comes out with a periodic maintenance chart. And so that's what's, you know, what the suggested by the manufacturer to do it. And at this point, most every one of them out there, outboards, it's once a year or 100 hours, yes, whichever comes first. Let's face it, hardly any of us can do 100 hours in a year. I'm hoping for that day. Maybe Stefan can, but the, you know, he's kind of busy for that and all. But so a lot of people get hung on that. What is it, you know, should I wait to 100 hours or just once every year? Well, the once a year thing is what we're going to recommend, not because we're trying to sell you something, is because we have that genuine concern about making your motor last as long as it can. And we have six professionally trained and an awesome team of technicians over there, and with the backing of everyone like Aaron, Kylie, myself, Dustin, and everyone at Colin over there, that all play an integral part of that big machine that we have over there. But yeah, we really wanted to touch on that parts, because a lot of people take that for granted. Mm-hmm. And I've told people in the past, now when it comes to aftermarket parts, a lot of times we don't think twice in our automobile to go to different places and not get OEM parts. But in the marine environment, for one thing, the aftermarket world is a lot younger. Okay, yes. It hasn't been around nearly as long as it has been in the automotive industry. And the conditions are a lot more extreme. Let's face it, your car motor pretty much lives a life of luxury out there. You know, maybe turning 2,000 RPM, and once it gets rolling, doesn't really have very much drag on it at all compared to a boat. Boats are running 6,000 RPM, maximum load all the time, harsh environment. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the other reasons why it's good to use those OEM parts and whatnot.
Okay, I've got another question for you from one of our listeners. You ready? Okay. This is from Johnny. He's asking on a question of your fuel filter water separation. Do you change it yearly to be on the safe side?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. He can answer that one for sure. Mm-hmm. There was a time when ethanol fuel first came out that Yamaha was recommending that we change that interval to 50 hours. So change it twice instead of once a year or 100 hours, whichever comes first. So they tried to change it to 50 to 100, and they did for the longest time. Now, whether or not that's still in force, I don't know. We don't really enforce that. Like I said in previous shows, the parts in a fuel system have gotten a lot better to resist that, you know, the adverse effects of the alcohol on the plastic and rubber parts that are present in the fuel system there.
Can you talk a little bit about, for those that don't know, like myself, what a fuel filter water separator is?
Okay, it's actually, it looks like an oil filter, and it's an additional filtration that's usually added in the boat, and you find it on most boats. It's kind of rare that you don't see it nowadays, because what it does, it relies on gravity to do its part at separating the water from the fuel.
Okay.
And in a boat fuel system, the fuel systems have gotten better and better with the vent part of them and all that, to where they resist that moisture and all. But still, they're not nearly as dry as they are in a car.
Obviously,
and, yeah. And so you're not using them as much, and they're sitting up and all. But to answer your question, it is an external addition. You know, it's a filter. It looks just like an oil filter.
Oh, okay.
And it's designed to add additional filtration and to separate the water from the fuel.
Okay. Yeah.
Prior to the fuel getting into the motor itself.
Okay, that makes sense. And so then you're saying it is okay to just get that changed once a year?
Yes, it's part of our annual service. That's what we change every time a boat is brought in for an annual.
So if you bring a boat in for an annual, what is included in that annual service check?
That would be
that's one of the things you mentioned. Mm-hmm.
That would be changing the oil and oil filter, especially if it's a four-stroke motor. That mm-hmm. would be involved changing the oil filter on the motor. Again, we're going to do the fuel water separator. We're also going to change your primary fuel filter on the motor itself. We're going to change the gear lube. And then we're also going to grease your prop shaft and such like that. We spray it with Yamashield, which is a corrosion inhibitor.
Oh,
and we also,
okay.
And for V6s and small or six cylinders and smaller motors, we do change the spark plugs, and we're also doing a compression test. We do a systems check on the boat and on the motor as well.
So this would be a good time to come in and have all of that checked before you get out on the boat
exactly.
water. This
exactly.
is the summer, right?
Yeah, and they're still coming in, and like I'd mentioned in the past, we're still upholding our wait time is minimal, right?
Exactly.
That's good.
By only
it
a
is.
Day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still upholding that for anybody that's wanting to get that taken care of for sure.
And I've had people that are surprised by the short time as well, too, because they're going to other shops and they're 4, 5, 6 weeks out, and then they come to us and we're only just a couple of days out, and it's because of the crew that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest crew that I've been a part of since I've been with the company.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, and it has a little bit more than just the size of the crew. Everything that we've done from management and all the way down to how gung-ho the technicians are at getting those jobs done for you. Because that, in my opinion, Aaron, was the biggest thing,
mm-hmm.
Is that people couldn't, I know if I had a boat and didn't know how to work on it and it's in the middle of the summer and I'm told it's going to be a month or so before they can look at it, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what about next weekend? You know,
exactly.
Right.
So obviously something had to be done there. And it's a fine balance between keeping the technicians on board, and then you have to carry them throughout the winter when mm-hmm. it slows down and all. Not so much we're carrying them because they're doing their part during that time. But, you know, a lot of places out there won't keep their technicians. And they'll just – and it's such a nightmare to get a good team there. We've been searching and searching. With the help of Stefan, of course, we were able to get that final team in there for now. And that's playing a big role on that really – short wait time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're yes. talking with Bill Kildwell, who is the services manager, and Aaron Thomas, who is the parts and warranty manager with Key Marine of Northwest Florida, right here in Pensacola. This is Boat Smart. We do this about this time every Friday. So if you've got a question, there's still some time left at 850-437-1620. Got another in from Ozzy, who's asking, do they service Evinrude E-Tech outboard motors?
I'll take that one. that one's always a tricky question because at the end of the day, we are trying to, you know, service everyone we can to try and so they don't have to go looking elsewhere. And there are very few people around that look at that product. Now, if I have to use a computer to download any systems on that to, you know, diagnose a running issue, then the answer is no, because we do not have that computer. But as far as servicing it and doing water pumps and all, I do have several technicians that are comfortable with that, and we will do that for you.
Okay, what's a number they could call or to make an appointment?
That would be area code 850-492-0487, and either myself or Kylie will be happy to assist you.
Excellent. And what are your hours now?
Or Dustin, for that matter, too.
Okay, what are your hours, too?
We are open from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we are open on Saturdays until about Labor Day weekend, and it's from 8 to 12.
Okay, the same listener just texted in to say, oh, I've got another question about the Yamaha seal. Is that something I need to apply regularly?
Yamaha
seal. You had mentioned it.
The Yamaha shield?
Shield, yes. You had mentioned that when you were talking about what the inspection included.
Yes, that's an integral part of the annual service because it prevents, it's a corrosion inhibitor. So, and of course, corrosion is a major enemy here in this area with the salt water and all that. So the more you can do to for preventive maintenance, the better.
And what he's talking about there when he's talking about spraying Yamashield, it is, in my opinion, the best corrosion inhibitor that you can have, a fine balance between being too waxy and actually working. So it does work great. And, you know, there's really, as long as you don't spray it on timing belts and stuff like that, if you want to spray it on the power head parts, you know, feel free. You know, I mean, too much is just enough sometimes. And if it wasn't for marine corrosion, your expense wouldn't be half of what it is on the water.
Okay, great questions coming in. We've just got a few minutes left, so we got to get to our trivia questions so we can do our giveaway. What are we giving away this morning?
We are giving away an OEM Yamaha hat and a Key Marine Yamaha t-shirt.
Yeehaw, just in time. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the trivia question this morning?
Trivia question is, what is the pump called inside a fishing boat that keeps the bait alive in the well?
Oh, okay. One more time with the question.
What is the pump called inside a fishing boat that keeps the bait alive in the well?
Okay, if you know the answer, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620, the name of the pump, and then put your name next to it so I know who the winner is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Come on, we know we
850-437-1620. Great questions coming in this morning. That's what this show is all about. It's about getting with our experts and getting the answers to those questions. When you are there with parts and warranty, Aaron, what is one of the most common questions you get when you're answering the phones? What are you hearing right now? The trends, like this time of year?
Basically, you know, how soon can you get to my boat once it's dropped off?
That's so, of course. That's the big question.
That's the big one there because, I mean, they'll call in, they'll discuss what's going on, issues. I mean, that's even if it is an issue. It may be they just need an annual service and a water pump done, and then, you know, going through and what all we do and what's going to be done, then the question is, when can you get to it and how soon can you get to it?
Right.
And because at the end of the day, I might add there that wait time that we're giving you over the phone is something that Aaron and I and Dustin, we have monitored that on a daily basis, and we keep it as truthful as possible. We're not going to tell you we can get on your boat in a couple of days if we can't, just to get you in the door. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be as truthful with you through the front and show you a customer service experience that you're not used to on the good side. That is.
Exactly, yes. And I would rather tell them, yeah, we're going to be a week out and then get to within a couple of days, because that makes us look good, and it makes the customer feel good and satisfied and an experience that they'll never forget and come back to us in the future.
Okay, we've got our trivia question out there. What's the pump called inside a fishing boat that keeps the bait alive in the well? This person sent in an answer which is different from what you have written down here, but it could be the same thing. It's spelled B-E-L-I-G-E. Is that the same thing?
No.
No. Okay, that's not the answer. 850-437-1620. What's the pump called inside a fishing boat that keeps the bait alive in the well? And you can win an OEM Yamaha hat and Key Marine Yamaha t-shirt.
Yeah, I wanted just to mention one more time real quick about Aaron Thomas to my left side here at the integral part that he plays. I mean, there's a reason why he's here. He is just as passionate as I am when it comes to, you know, providing that service you're not used to and being the best you can be. I mean, this man will not rest until everything's just right with finding the parts and all that. And, you know, going to battle sometimes with the manufacturers to get your stuff warrantied.
Exactly.
If it should be, because that's not always just a given. So he does a really good job over there.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm still waiting to go to another planet to get parts and yeah, try and find them from unobtainium, as sometimes we call it at Key.
I love it. You'll go to any lengths, right?
Exactly.
They're on intergalactic back order.
Exactly. Made
of unobtainium.
Exactly.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
Neither do we, but it sounds good sometimes. We just really go that extra mile. We're not watching that clock. And,
but
know,
we got to wrap it up here,
go
Bill.
Home.
We got to wrap it up.
That's
but we
it.
Didn't have a winner this week, so we're going to save this question. You got a whole week to look it up.
Okay.
What's the pump
really?
Called inside a fishing boat that keeps the bait alive in the well? We'll bring it back next week. And in the meantime, that address and numbers and all that good stuff real quick here, Bill.
Okay, it's 850-492-0487, or it's 5621 Bower Road.
Okay, guys, this has been Boat Smart on Pep Talk. Thank you so much. Happy weekend.
See ya.
See ya.